Here's a riddle from the business world. What happens when a medicine that's supposed to be life-preserving turns out to be potentially life-threatening? Does the news kill the product? If the medicine is hormones for menopausal women, the answer is probably not. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
The recent news that hormone replacement therapy could be bad for you has been a blow to many American women. Among them, these four middle-aged residents of Washington, D.C., who swim together at an outdoor pool at their condominium. A thunderstorm has wiped out today's swimming.
Oh, there's lightning, too.
So they're heading indoors to talk about what all menopausal women seem to be talking about these days, hormone replacement therapy, that heady mix of estrogen and progestin that's become an almost inescapable rite of passage for American women of a certain age.
I have been on it for 7.5 years. It's been, I believe, very good for me.
Marsha is 59. She's slender and fetching in her green bathing suit and oversized white and gold earrings. She didn't have the hot flashes or night sweats that many women get at menopause, but Marsha says she went on hormone replacement therapy anyway to protect against heart disease and osteoporosis.
I also went on it because I didn't want to shrivel up like a prune. Whether or not it has any effect, I don't know.
And she's staying on it.
I don't want to go off it because I don't want to take a chance on having these symptoms of menopause, postmenopause that I never had. I went through menopause very gracefully, and I want to keep it that way.
The government-funded Women's Health Initiative study was recently halted several years early because the results showed that women taking Prempro, a mix of estrogen and progestin, for more than a few years had a small but definite risk of developing breast cancer, life-threatening blood clots, and of suffering heart attacks and strokes. But no matter what the study shows, Marsha and potentially millions of other American women don't want to give up their hormone pills.
I envy you.
Deborah Russick is Marsha's swimming buddy. She's 68 and she is going off hormones.
My OBGYN, who I love, won't give me a prescription. I wished I could continue for the exact same reasons she expressed. I feel better. It's not my imagination. I'm more alert. I just feel better.
Maybe you could go to another doctor and get a prescription.
That's the kind of loyalty that Wyeth Pharmaceuticals, maker of the Prempro pill that's at the center of the controversy, is counting on. Wyeth stock has lost almost a quarter of its value since the hormone replacement therapy, or HRT, results were published in early July. But Wyeth's CEO, Robert Hessner, opened his recent conference call with Wall Street analysts this way.
Let me say that we believe once media sensation over the WHI study subsides, the data will speak for themselves, and HRT will remain an important part of women's health care.
And Hessner hopes an important part of Wyeth's profits. Hormone pills for menopausal women are Wyeth's best-selling medicine. The company sold over $2 billion worth last year. The pills practically sell themselves, says analyst Tim Anderson of Prudential Securities.
It's kind of a legacy franchise, meaning it's an older franchise, and it does not take a lot of sales promotion, which means that the bottom line profitability is very high.
Wyeth jump-started this large market for replacement hormones almost single-handedly some 40 years ago. In 1966, the company quietly paid physician Robert Wilson to write a book called Feminine Forever. Cindy Pearson is executive director of the Women's Health Network in Washington.
Its author claimed that women who went through menopause with no treatment entered a time of living decay, which is a direct quote. They became vapid and cow-like, and the remedy to all this misery was estrogen.
The book's message resonated with women hitting menopause in the 1960s, but they soon discovered that these supposed benefits came at a price. There were studies linking estrogen to uterine cancer, then breast cancer, gallbladder disease, and ovarian cancer. Each time, Wyeth found a way to press on. First, it tinkered with the pill's formula. Then it countered the fears of risk with evidence that hormone replacement therapy prevented heart attacks and bone loss. Why its message delivered to physicians at company-sponsored seminars and through its sales representatives was simple. Estrogen's benefits remained greater than its risks. But will that argument still fly now that the new study has shown that hormones aren't good for the heart and the breast cancer risk is real? Prudential analyst Tim Anderson.
Well, I think that they will point out that the absolute risk of breast cancer and these other side effects is low, which is indeed true. You know, on the breast cancer finding, it was basically seen in patients who were on the therapy for several years, which, you know, raises the possibility that, well, if you're only on it for a year or two, maybe you're not really at increased risk.
Wyeth will also be digging for the good news in the Women's Health Initiative, or WHI, study, as CEO Robert Essner did in his recent talk to analysts.
It is also significant to note that the WHI study showed benefit with reduced rates of colorectal cancer, as well as hip, vertebrae, and all other bone fractures.
The analysts were told that 900 Wyeth sales representatives were already calling on doctors around the country to make sure that doctors have good arguments to address their patients' concerns. Wyeth's job may not be as hard as it appears, because while popping hormones can hurt the heart, many women are convinced it's good for the middle-aged soul.
My name is Natasha Kaplan, and I will be 56 years old in August.
Kaplan's trying to do without her hormones right now because she thinks they made her gain weight. But she's ready to jump back on the therapy at the first sign that her hair is falling out, her skin is getting dry, or her spirits are flagging.
Having younger friends and a boyfriend who is 18 years younger than I has made me realize that I will do what I have to do to stay vital. And the minute I see that, in fact, my whole body is becoming desiccated, if that is what it will do, I don't know, then I will be the first person. It will probably take me 2 weeks to go back on. I have little patches in my refrigerator ready to go.
Although prescriptions for Wyeth's hormone pills have fallen by as much as a fifth in recent weeks and may fall further, Wyeth is hoping that, like Natasha Kaplan, women who don't like life without their hormone pills will jump right back on them. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.